Welcome back to Those 80s Gays with Danny P. Warner. I'm your host, Danny P. Warner. Need I say any more? Anyway, so, hello everybody. I know it's been a while. It's been like 3.5 weeks since I did my last podcast and I'm feeling very guilty. But you know what? Life has gotten so busy. That's not an indulgent statement. That's an exhausting statement. Well, it's exhausting for me. I've obviously been really, really busy with work and my job has been crazy over the last few weeks. So I've really struggled to fit in any podcasting time. But here I am. I thought I'd give you a quick update on what's happening, what's going on, where I've been, rada. Where have you been? I have been here the whole time, okay? First of all, let's start by saying how sad is that about Queen Elizabeth II? I'm not a huge monarchist, like I'm not hugely into the royal family. I love certain elements of the royal family, like I only started watching The Crown last year and I only watched last season, like the most recent season just gone. And I really liked it because I think growing up as a child of the 80s, I got really, the exposure I had to the royal family was the tabloid sensations with Princess Di and all that. So that's kind of my era of the royal family. I'm not that interested in the history of the royal family, that kind of blah, blah, blah. But yeah, the last season of The Crown was really good and I'm really looking forward to this season coming of The Crown because it's really Diana-centric. So I'm so excited about that. But obviously I was, yeah, very upset about the Queen passing away. Listen, are we all in agreement that she really died of a broken heart? I really feel like she wasn't the same after Prince Philip passed away. So, you know, they're reunited now. And I was very impressed by King Charles's speech, the King's speech. I thought it was really well done. It was personal but professional, showed just the right amount of empathy and emotion without being too emotional. But I was just really impressed. And I am a fan of Charles and Camilla. I've always been a fan of Camilla. Listen, I don't think the situation was ideal of how she obviously met Charles and was doing things while Diana was married to Charles. But sometimes that's just life. And yeah, it happens. So I did watch this movie this afternoon, though, going off on a complete tangent, this movie on Netflix. And I thought, when I looked at the title on the screen, I thought it said I, Game Boy. It wasn't until I got into the movie, I realized the movie was actually called I Came By. Oh my God, such a good movie, like such a under the radar movie. I had never heard of it before. I don't really know any of the actors. Like, I don't think they're anything that amazing, as in like they haven't set the theatrical world on fire, if you know what I mean. But it was such a good movie. Oh, it was intense. I really like thrillers and scary movies and slashers like Scream and Halloween. They're all my favorites. So I get like, you know, anxious while watching them for the first time, but I love it. This was like a thriller that was so good. And there were moments in it where there's one particular moment. If you go on Netflix and watch the movie I Came By, there is one particular moment where the main naughty man is with a police officer. When you watch it, you'll know exactly what I mean. You just see, like, you know, the mask fall off him and it makes a very loud thud. So really good movie. Can I just suggest, go onto Netflix and watch I Came By. It's amazing. Anyway, so getting back to what I've been up to other than watching movies and that, because this afternoon is the first time in quite a while I've had some time to myself to sit down and actually chill out and watch a movie. So I've been making the most of it to do some housework, get prepped for the week ahead. And then I sat down, made a cup of tea, and I watched this movie. And I haven't had a moment lately to stop and be selfish and enjoy my own company for a moment, because I've been so busy with work, so full on. Like, my job is so full on at the moment in this new role. It's amazing. I've had amazing feedback. I'm not trying to blow smoke up my own ass, but I've had really good feedback on how I've been going in this new role, which makes me really happy, because let me tell you, it has been very stressful. Very stressful. Anyway, I've been busy with work, but I also adopted 2 new puppies. Well, they're not puppies. 1's 6 and 1's 8. They're both pugs. And long story short, I'm now a daddy again to 2 beautiful little girls named Eva and Bailey. So I've obviously been, I had a pug years ago, Jeannie, and she left about 6 years ago. And my mum has had a pug, Poppy, and Poppy passed away a couple of months ago now. So there's been, you know, like, I've always been mindful that I would like another dog, but for whatever reason, when I've been looking for a dog, or if I think I've found the right dog, it's never come to fruition. So I've always walked away from those situations saying, well, it wasn't the right time and it wasn't the right dog and there's something still out there for you. And I was umming and ahhing the other day about buying a dog. And I'd said to my mum, I was on the phone to her, and I said, you know, I'm really going to be looking for a dog soon, but I want to buy 2 pugs, because I don't want them, like, I don't want one left alone all day when I have to go into the office. And my mum has a friend who's a breeder, and she's got a litter of puppies for sale at the moment, but they're so expensive. They're like $3,800 a puppy. And I just kind of gawked at the idea of paying almost $8,000 for a couple of dogs. And my mum mentioned to me that she'd seen an ad online with a lady that's selling some mature age dogs. So I said to mum, send me the link, I'll have a look. And no photos or anything, so I didn't know whether they'd be like, listen, to some people, pugs all look alike. To me, like, once you've had a pug, you can really tell what style of pug you like compared to what I don't dislike, but what your preference is. Like, they do look different. Let me tell you, once you own one, you'll know what I'm talking about. They do have distinguishing looks. So I know what kind of pugs I generally like. And I messaged this lady off the internet and I said, you know, interested in your pugs. Can you tell me a little bit about them? And possibly send me some photos. And she told me a bit of their story. She's like 74 years old. She's a breeder. She's got like 10 pugs and 4 poodles. She's on her own. She lives on a rural property, and she just can't do it anymore. So she's downsizing her fleet, shall you say. She's downsizing. She only lets her dogs breed 3 litters, and then they become house pets, which is really good, because a lot of breeders out there, especially with dogs that are quite expensive, they just breed them and breed them. Like, they're just puppy farming. They're just puppy farms. So this lady seemed very genuine, little old Irish lady, very lovely. And then she sent me photos. Oh my God. When the photos came through, I was in love. I knew straight away these were my girls. She said to me, listen, I'd rather sell both of them together because they're very cuddly together. They're very, very close and bonded. And I said to her, that's perfect, because I'm ultimately looking for 2 instead of 1. That way there's companionship when I'm out of the house. So this lady lived at Kingaroy, and I went to Kingaroy on the weekend, last weekend. And I thought I'd been to Kingaroy before. And I was like, oh yeah, Kingaroy's not far, rah, 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 rah. And I've actually not been to Kingaroy. I've been to Kilcoy. And I don't know whether you guys in, like, local listeners, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But, like, I'm driving through and I'm, like, at Kilcoy. And I'm like, why is the nav still telling me, like, I'm only basically halfway there? So I had to keep going, and I realised I'd never been to Kingaroy before. I've only ever been to Kilcoy. It's like a 3-hour drive away from where I live. But because it had been raining on the weekend, a lot of the roads out there were flooded. So it turned into like about a 4-hour drive. So it was very long, and I got there. I stopped and bought a tea cake along the way because I figured she's an old lady. She'll like to have a cup of tea and a tea cake. And listen, I'm not driving 3 or 4 hours to get to someone's house and not have at least a fucking cup of tea. So I get there and she was lovely, and I met these two girls, and they just like, oh, I bonded with them straight away. It was like simpatico straight away. So I came home with two pugs. Bailey is 8 and Eva is 6, and they are so beautiful. They are just so, so beautiful. Like, I'm in love. Like, it's just, oh, I'm in love. Oh, they're beautiful, and they've really adjusted well. It took them a few days to kind of settle in. They're from a property, so they've never had leads or collars on before, so trying to take them outside in a collar was a bit of a mission because they freaked out not knowing what the hell this thing was. The park that we go to across from my house has got like a highway backing onto it, so cars would fly up the highway and the girls would be like, what the fuck, like where are we. They're not used to traffic. And even there's a big tree across from my house in the city, and at night the bats are in the tree and the girls will like sit out on the balcony watching them, and they have a little bark and a yip. So anyway, they have filled my heart so much. It's unbelievable. Like, I obviously always missed Jeannie, but these girls are just, oh, my heart is so full. Like, they are just big, squishy little monsters. Big little, yeah, big, squishy little monsters. They're a little bit cheeky, a little bit sassy, and I like that. They've certainly got personality. But listen, they sleep like 23 hours a day. They are massive, massive sleepers. They're great travellers. They go in the car well. They're currently at my mum's house, actually, because mum likes the idea of having a bit of a part-time animal to look after, so she's going to look after them a couple of days a week and free me up. So today, or this afternoon, is my first time in a week with no children. And let me tell you, I am basking in it. The fact that I can walk around the house and do things without two dogs glued to my legs is just amazing. I love them so much, and I actually miss them already. But I am so loving to have a bit of free me time. And hence why I can bloody record on the podcast, because normally, like, I tried to start recording the other night and I, like, 5 minutes into recording something, and next minute they started playing with each other and, like, yipping at each other. And I was like, oh, I just can't. And if I lock them, like, if I go into a room and shut myself off, they scratch at the door to get in. Like, they have to be by your side the whole time. And then if I put them on the bed or something near me while I'm recording, they fall asleep and start snoring. So all you'll hear in the background is like this massive, like these massive snoring dogs. So I'm recording now while I've got some free time, and yeah, it's delightful. They have brought so much love into my life, and I'm so glad that I can love them for the rest of their lives. They're going to be so well treated, and we've got a massive vet appointment tomorrow to get a big checkup and do all that kind of stuff. So yeah, I mean, for my wallet and my savings, they're probably not the best thing, but oh, you can't put a price on love. So all these people out there are breeding and having children anyway. I'm doing the world a favor by not having any children. And I say that because I don't want my genes replicated again throughout the world. Like, let's face it, one of me is enough. Even if a diluted version of Danny P. Warner were to spawn, that's too much for the world to handle. So I'm doing you all a favor by not procreating and just having dogs instead. So yeah, hence the lack of recording lately, because I've got a huge work schedule on, as well as now I'm a single father with two dads. I'm a single father with two dogs. So What else is happening? My mum went on a cruise last week, the lucky bitch, but I picked her up from the port yesterday and she was like, she texts me as I was on my way there to pick her up and she's like, bring a mask, I'm feeling really sick. And my mum's a bit like, she can be a bit of a hypochondriac sometimes. Like, that's probably where I get it from. So I was like, ugh, whatever. And she hops in the car and she's got a mask on and she's like, you could tell straight away she was not well. And we got her home and she did a COVID test and bang, she's got COVID. This is a woman who's been vaccinated 4 times. She's got COVID. So she's currently resting up at her house and she's got the doggos to keep her company for this evening. So she'll be fine, but this is her first time having COVID. So she's a little bit freaked out, but she's just feeling really tired, lethargic, and she's coughing a lot at the moment too, so I don't really want to be there. I'm like, oh, don't touch the dogs. You'll get the dogs will get COVID. She's like, oh, I don't think dogs can catch COVID. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. What else is happening? My friend Adam, who was on the podcast a couple of episodes ago, is coming over this week. We're going to start planning a holiday. I think we are both. He has a very demanding job as well. I have a very demanding job. And we're going to start planning a bit of a getaway to chill out. Let me tell you, I just want to chill out. I want to go somewhere where there's like a nice spa or a hot tub or something that I can get in and have a glass of something or a cup of tea, because I'm still not drinking. And do you know what I was thinking this morning? I was up really early this morning. I was at my mum's house by like 7:30 to drop these dogs off. I basically pulled up in the driveway and I'm like, hi, hope you're feeling better, all yours, see you girls, bye, and drove off. Obviously it wasn't that bad, but it was, you know, it was pretty early. And as I was driving down the main street through Fortitude Valley, I could see there were people coming out, like stumbling up the street and like they'd had a huge night. And I was so thankful. I'm so out of that now. I'm like, oh my God, I couldn't think of anything worse. I remember those days very recently. And let me tell you, I do not miss them at all. I still catch up with friends and that, and I still do a lot of like social things, but oh man, I do not miss not drinking. No, I don't miss drinking. I'm not drinking at the moment. I don't miss drinking at all. Even when I'm at, so like we had a dinner, was it not Thursday just gone, but the Thursday before. And the host, Michael, was pouring me champagne. And I was like, oh, I didn't want to be rude and say, oh, I can't drink this because I'm not drinking at the moment. So I drank one and then he kept topping it up. And I had like 3 glasses of champagne. I was pissed. Like, I was pissed. I was tipsy pissed. It was not good. So, and champagne always goes straight to my head anyway. So clearly I just can't drink anymore. Like, I'm so not tolerant. I'm intolerant to drinking that even 3 glasses of champagne now and I'm like gone with the wind fabulous, more than I already am. So yeah, no drinking, but it was so nice driving through Fortitude Valley this morning and seeing people stumbling on their way home and thinking, oh, I do not miss that at all. Anyway, on another note, totally unrelated, I found out the other day that this podcast, Those 80s Gays, has been shortlisted to be nominated for an award, a podcast award in Australia. And I was very excited. Who knows whether I'll actually be shortlisted, actually nominated, but no, hang on. I've been nominated. Whether I get shortlisted to be one of the contenders, I guess. So you like people must be able to nominate basically any podcast and then it's reviewed and cut down to the number of, you know, podcasts up for, you know, up for the win in every category. So I was very impressed. Those 80s Gays has come a long way and I'm really happy that obviously we'd had even been nominated. So yay, that was really exciting. Anyway, so I'm sitting here and I'm looking at everything I need to do. I just wanted to give you guys a quick update as to where I've been. No, I haven't died. The podcast is still going. I am trying to be more regular with it, but let me tell you, it's really hard balancing trying to, you know, get this podcast running, as well as maintaining a full-time job that's extremely demanding and sees me working till like 9:30 at night sometimes. And now that I've got two daughters, oh my God, mea culpa, mea culpa. But anyway, that's the update. It's a really quick one today, guys. I will be back soon. Keep listening to Those 80s Gays. Make sure you've got your notifications on whatever you're listening to it on, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, blah, 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 whatever. The podcast is available on every platform you can basically listen to a podcast on. So have your notifications on. There's much more exciting stuff coming in the future. Today was just a very, very quick update. And to celebrate the fact that I'm a daddy again, I love it. Anyway, take care. Talk to you soon. Ciao for now. Bye.